Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. We've been talking about peace this month on the Mormon Channel, and I'll admit that I haven't really felt an overabundance of peace in my life lately. I've been really anxious and fearful about preparing for this new baby to join our home, how this will affect our extended family, my marriage, and just my life in general. And while I'm very, very grateful that this is happening and really excited about this opportunity, there has been a fair amount of fear that has accompanied it as well. So seeking peace has been something that's been very close to my heart and on my mind a lot lately, and I'm on this journey of figuring out how to add more of it to my life. What I've found is that the only real peace that can have a deep, life-changing effect on us is the peace that comes from heaven, the peace that the Savior brought to the earth through the Holy Ghost. And I love that scene in the Bible when we hear about the shepherds who were watching over their flocks by night and they see the star and then the angel appears. And the scriptures say that even though all of these amazing things were happening, the scriptures say that the shepherds were sore afraid. I think they were astonished and amazed at the brilliance of this new star and seeing this angel right in front of them, but they were probably a little fearful and anxious too. Then the angel spoke to them, and he said, "Fear not, for I bring you glad tidings." And then he told them of the Savior's birth, and that that's what the whole point of the star was and his appearance to them. And the shepherds' fears were calmed and replaced with excitement and joy. In April 2017, in the LDS General Conference, President Henry B. Eyring gave a talk entitled, "My Peace I Leave With You." I recently reread it, and I wanted to share some insights with you today. Number one, and this was interesting to me, President Eyring said that we are given weaknesses and feelings of discomfort sometimes to humble us so that we can come to the Lord seeking His peace and healing. The Book of Mormon in Ether chapter 12 says, "If men come unto me, I will show unto them their weakness. I give unto men weakness that they may be humble, and my grace is sufficient for all who humble themselves before me. For if they humble themselves before me and have faith in me, then will I make weak things become strong unto them." Close quote. And Moroni was the recipient of those words, and he says later in that chapter that when he heard those words, he was instantly comforted. And I think those words can be a comfort to all of us. President Eyring said that those who do not see their weaknesses do not progress. Your awareness of your weakness is a blessing as it helps you remain humble and keeps you turning to the Savior. The Spirit not only comforts you, but He is also the agent by which the atonement works a change in your very nature. Then weak things become strong. Close quote. Another insight I gained from this talk is that if we have discord with someone else, if we have a very unpeaceful relationship with someone, one of the most powerful things that we can do is to pray to see them the way that God sees them. In Moroni chapter 7, it says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart that ye may be filled with this love, which He hath bestowed upon all who are true followers of His Son, Jesus Christ, that ye may become the sons and daughters of God. And when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is, that we may have this hope, that we may be purified, even as He is pure." Close quote. That's something that I've struggled with. And when I have people in my life that I want to repair a relationship with, but I just am not feeling the greatest or most charitable desires towards them, I can pray and ask Heavenly Father to open my heart, open my eyes, and open my mind to see these people's potential and to see why He loves them so much. Something else that we can do for greater peace is to serve others. Really sacrificing for someone else, especially someone that you might not particularly like or associate with on a regular basis, can help improve your bond with them and can help heal your heart with peace. The Light the World campaign that's going on right now is an excellent resource to point you in the direction of service. So you can check out Mormon.org every day for their daily calendar, service ideas, music videos, and you can also get inspired by seeing the things that other people are doing all over the world for this incredible campaign. And then finally, President Eyring says that sometimes a situation is so horrible and so unpeaceful that it can be hard to see God's hand in the middle of it. He suggests in these moments to write down instances when you know you have felt peace before and when you have felt assurances from the Lord. He said, quote, "Remembering may be one of the most precious gifts of the Spirit. He will bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever the Lord has said unto you. The memory may be of an answered prayer, of a priesthood ordinance received, of a confirmation of your testimony, or of a moment when you saw God's guiding hand in your life." Close quote. I really like that suggestion because I think when we think back and we're honest with ourselves and we know that God has been guiding our lives, that He has manifested and given His peace to us before, we can trust that He will continue to do that in the future if we turn to Him. I hope these suggestions from President Eyring can really help you and help me to feel more peace this Christmas season. We're going to close with a verse of scripture from the Bible, John chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. And it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And those are the words of our Savior, Jesus Christ, expressing His desires for all of us to allow Him to give us peace. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.